The publication of South Africa's National Register for Sex Offenders has reignited debate over how best to protect children and vulnerable people while safeguarding the constitutional rights of offenders who have served their sentences. Supporters argue that greater public access to the register promotes transparency, helps employers and families make informed decisions, and strengthens efforts to prevent repeat offences. Critics, however, warn that making the register widely accessible could undermine rehabilitation, expose offenders to vigilantism and social exclusion, and potentially conflict with constitutional protections around privacy and dignity. As the debate intensifies, questions remain over whether expanding access to the register strikes the right balance between public safety and individual rights. Speaking to VOC News, Clinical Director at the Teddy Bear Clinic for Abused Children, Shahida Omar, says the trauma of sexual assault leaves survivors with profound and often lifelong emotional and psychological scars, affecting their sense of safety, trust, and overall well-being. This is why she advocates for the National Register for Sex Offenders, describing it as an important safeguard.
One of the most heartbreaking realities is witnessing the lifelong impact of sexual violence on children, while at times seeing perpetrators receive sentences that victims, families, and communities perceive as inadequate. Although sentencing is determined by the courts after considering the circumstances of each case and the law, the emotional impact on survivors can be profound when justice appears not to reflect the gravity of the harm caused. The trauma of child sexual abuse extends far beyond the courtroom. Survivors often endure years of psychological distress, disrupted education, difficulties in forming trusting relationships, and long-term mental and physical health consequences. The sentence imposed may eventually come to an end, but for many victims, the sentence they carry is lifelong. This is why, or precisely why, South Africa's National Register for Sex Offenders is such an important safeguard. The register was established not simply as a record of convictions, but as a preventative mechanism designed to protect children and persons with mental disabilities from individuals who have been found guilty of sexual offences. Its purpose is to reduce opportunities for convicted offenders to occupy positions of trust or authority where they may have direct access to vulnerable individuals. When effectively implemented, the register has the potential to identify repeat offenders and prevent individuals with relevant convictions from working or volunteering in schools, early childhood development centers, children's homes, sports organizations, faith-based institutions, and other environments where children should be safe. It provides employers and organizations with an additional layer of protection when making recruitment decisions involving contact with children. However, legislation alone does not protect children. Its effectiveness depends on rigorous implementation, routine screening, interdepartmental cooperation, and accountability. Every organization that provides services to children should regard checking the National Register for Sex Offenders as a standard safeguarding practice rather than an administrative formality. Recruitment processes must include comprehensive vetting alongside criminal record checks, reference verification, and ongoing safeguard oversight.
Latifa Jacobs, a community development practitioner, author, and founder and executive director of Aurora Can, whose work focuses on community-led development, trauma-informed healing, youth empowerment, and participatory research, told VS News that the National Register for Sex Offenders is a positive and necessary step towards strengthening child protection and safeguarding vulnerable members of society. However, she stressed that the register alone is not enough, arguing that it must form part of a broader strategy that includes community awareness, prevention programs, survivor support, and effective enforcement to ensure it has a meaningful impact.
I think South African Sex Offenders Register is a step in the right direction, but honestly, it's not reaching its full potential. Just think about it. In other countries, part of these registers are public. Offenders are monitored closely after release. Here, it's mostly just used for background checks. A lot of people don't even know really this thing exists. So what needs to really change? We need stronger implementation, better coordination between justice systems, schools, child protection services, and stricter monitoring after convicted offenders are released. But here's the thing. A register on its own won't stop abuse. Real changes come from prevention, from education, from supporting survivors, and from actually holding offenders accountable. It should be seen as a holistic approach, not just a sex offenders register.
Director of the Callous Foundation for Abused Women, Caroline Peters, says the primary purpose of the sex offenders register is to protect the public by identifying individuals who pose a genuine risk. While some may argue that publishing offenders' names affects their dignity and rights, Peters maintains that the rights and dignity of victims must not be overlooked. She says perpetrators should remember that it was their actions that stripped victims of those very rights in the first place, and protecting potential future victims must remain the priority.
We support the National Register for Sex Offenders as we believe it must be strengthened to better protect children and other vulnerable people. For us, this is not a new position. It is consistent with the stance that we took when we approached the High Court to challenge the law that prevented the media from naming people accused of sexual offences. As you remember, that went to the High Court in March. We're still waiting for the outcome. So to name perpetrators of sexual offences before they enter a plea. So our argument has always been a simple, where there's legitimate public interest and a real risk to others, transparency can save lives and prevent further victims. Too often we only discover that someone has offended multiple times after several survivors have already come forward. So had the communities, employers, schools or organizations been able to identify patterns of offending earlier, some of those crimes may have been prevented. The same principle applies to the sexual offences register. We believe there should be regulated public access where it is necessary to protect children and vulnerable persons. This is not about creating public hysteria or encouraging vigilantism. It is about prevention, informed decision making, and ensuring that those entrusted with the care of children are properly vetted. Of course, any access must be accompanied by strong legal safeguards and respect for constitutional rights. Like we always say, perpetrators also have rights. But we must never lose sight of the fact that survivors and potential victims also have constitutional rights. The right to dignity, safety, bodily integrity, and freedom from violence. If we are truly committed to ending sexual violence, our justice system must move beyond responding after harm has occurred. It must actively work to prevent that harm. The sexual offences register should be a living tool for prevention, not simply a database that exists behind closed doors.
Ultimately, a sex offender register is not about public shaming or punishment beyond the sentence imposed by the courts. It is about protecting communities, preventing further harm, and ensuring that those who pose a genuine risk cannot easily gain access to vulnerable people. While every individual has constitutional rights, those rights must be balanced against society's duty to safeguard children and other vulnerable groups. For VOC News, I'm Kurtha Sambo.